Here with Davo after a 2-0 home defeat in the league to St Ives. Davo, disappointing day really. You've had such a good run of league games at home and such good home form that to lose 2-0 today in a game that really there was very little chances from St Ives must feel disappointing.
Yeah, it is disappointing. I mean, they're not up the top for no reason. You know, they got a great away record, I think the best in the league, and up against a really good home record of ours, and we've lost the game, but I think there's a hell of a lot of positives to come out of the game. I thought we were superb for the vast majority of it. They've scored from two set pieces, we've carved up chance after chance. They didn't really have, in fact they didn't open us up at all. Yeah, they had bits of pressure, but they never opened us up at all, and we've opened them up so several times. So, you know, they'll look on it and people look on it and go, yeah, good away win for St Ives, well done, you know, that's what champions do, etc, etc. And when we watch a game, they won't see the difference of, what is it, 15 places in the league or something. There was absolutely no chance there's that much difference between us. So, you know, they've got some players that are very high from a high level and they're all stepping down and paying out good money and we're building. So, you know, I've just said to them, I'm gutted because we let ourselves down with missed chances and two set piece goals. So, we had a problem with that earlier in the season. It looked like we rectified it, but we've conceded three from set pieces in the last two games. So, we need to look at that again. But, you know, I'm sort of bursting with pride with the majority of the performance. And it's just a shame that we've lost the game.
And we always talk about key moments in games, but two huge moments for me. One, sort of 3 or 4 minutes in, and Rob Carr has an opportunity, almost a one-on-one, and it unluckily goes just past the post. And then just before they score their first goal on about 55-60, there's a great ball fizzed across the box, and a header goes just wide. And, you know, if one of those goes in, maybe the game's a little bit different, and maybe you go on to take something out of the game.
Yeah, possibly. I think, that first half, they've had a speculative shot from range, which hit the bar. They didn't have another, Price didn't make any other saves. We've had three gilt-edged chances. Obviously, the Rob Carr one, you said. Chalky had a great chance, and Simba had a great chance right in front of the goal. That's three, and there was a few other half chances as well. So we could and should have been three up at half time. You know, maybe, you know, they'll feel unfortunate that they've hit the bar. So, you know, being generous to them, 3-1 up maybe at half time. And second half, yeah, we've had some good chances just before, after they scored their first, and you know, after they got a second, you know, we could have put them under pressure for the last few minutes, but we didn't finish it, and we should have done. So yeah, crying over missed chances really.
And I've said it before, but in terms of watching the club over the last sort of year or two, I think previous Fleet teams may well have folded after that first goal or second goal, and previous Fleet teams, you'd have found yourself coming off and losing 4-5, maybe 6-0. And credit to you and the team that you stayed in the game today, even at 2-0, and continue to create chances and continue to look as though you may get back in the game.
Yeah, without a doubt, we're building a good side. We've got some good lads. They're getting better and better. As I said, we're building. We're not buying our way to things like other teams do. We're building it, and you know, they're getting better and better. Yeah, we've come off of the game, and everyone's saying, "How the hell are they up the top there?" And we've said that a few times against the teams at the top that we've played, and we always seem to play well against them. And maybe it's credit to us rather than, you know, how are they up there? They're up there for a reason. You know, they've ground out a good result today. They've got players from a good pedigree and that, and obviously having a good season. So it's not always that, you know, they're not that good, etc. Except they are that good. But so are we. You know, the game was today, I said at half time, it looked like a good Southern League game between two decent teams. You know, and that's a big compliment to us. You know, we haven't got the resources. It's much talked about by me, and I'll keep talking about it, and I don't care. We haven't got the money, and we're building a team from nothing really. You know, lads paying to play football essentially, and you know, we gave a team that are flying a really, really tough game today. So there's great confidence to take and pride to take from it, and we'll roll on to the next couple of games.
And credit to St Ives, good club, side-wise, well-drilled, good management there. Got every chance of progressing and continuing that run and possibly going up this season.
Yeah, absolutely. Good luck to them. Yeah, they are. You know, they're well run. They've got. They seem to have a good support base, and you're right. They are. They play the right way. They've got two central midfielders that. Yeah, their captain Knight gets about the pitch well and puts the ball in good areas and turns teams round. You know, they've got goal threats. And they're big and strong at the back. You know, they're through the spine of the team. They're quite physical, and they know the game. They know how to get decisions. They know how to get players booked and stuff like that. And yeah, that's what I need the lads to learn a bit. Experience. You can't teach experience. It just comes with playing the game and learning the game and learning how to win games of football and stuff like that. And we are getting better at that. And you know, hopefully we can keep that progression going. But yeah, good luck to St Ives, and I wish them well. I'm sure they'll be in the playoffs. I've seen better teams than them, if I'm being honest. But again, maybe that's credit to us.
And today was the start of a big week for you in terms of St Ives, and you've got Egham here on Tuesday, and then the visit of Rushden and Diamonds on Saturday. Has it changed your thought process around the next two games after such a strong performance
today?
No,
not really. The subs come on and done well. We've got a good squad of lads, and they're all chomping at the bit to play. So, you know, we'll assess the injuries and fitness levels and stuff. And, we'll look forward to Egham, who are on a magnificent run. They were, lower down the table, and they pushed their way up. So they'll be a tough test for us. And then... And then Rushden, they're the best side I've seen by miles, and we'll see what we can do against them. It doesn't get easy. The next month's very, very difficult for us, but as I said on another interview, we've got to play each team twice, get all these ones out of the way, see if we can nick some results, and see what comes around the corner when the games get a little bit easier.
Well done on your performance today. And best of luck on Tuesday against Egham.
Cheers, mate.
Thanks.